So one thing to realise is that Castle is not a textual experience noun. He had very complex feelings about physical sex. He wasn't unused to it. He and his friends used to visit them first. So he had much to work on holiday in Paris. The first thing he did was make sure he had brothel. On the other hand, a relationship with women is a different matter. He had a long relationship with his feelings about her, a professional woman, a business woman, and a man, and in 1912 to 1917, they were twice engaged. And it's a very curious relationship. It seems as if Taft wanted to have a woman in his life. He didn't particularly want to spend all the time with Felice. They wrote to each other an enormous amount, at least Taft did. Her letters don't survive, but he did, and sometimes he'd write to her several times a day. And then write again, and then get a reply that day. So you say, in spite of his correspondence, they hardly ever spoke on the phone. But once we work out, the only thing they've met face-to-face on 17 occasions in 5 years. I think that's the ambivalence. Well, the chapter admired an intelligent, capable woman. He also felt very uneasy with her. Also, he wanted to be married, partly because he was expecting to be married. He wanted to find pleasure in his parents, especially his only son. He wanted marriage to provide stability in his life. At the same time, he was very anxious that when he was married, he would no longer have a solitude that he thought was necessary for writing. So he really an unhappy victim, unhappy as a bachelor, but also unhappy as a fiancé. It's curious that Taft was really attractive to intelligent women who are also strong personalities. For example, in 1920, he had a relationship with Ilona Yetinska, who had positioned some of his work into sex, and a woman who looked rather like Kafka, had a different relationship with her authoritarian father. And for the last year of his life, he became friends with a younger woman called Dora Dino, who had to go to live with her in Berlin, who finally moved away from Prague. Dora, after Kafka's death, became first of all a wicked actress, and then an active communist, moved to the Soviet Union, and then to this country, she died in the early 50s. The rooms he was drawn to were remarkable and strong characters. The first civilized women who choose his fiction. These can be based not in passive inexperience, but very much in true stereotypes. We have, for example, the predatory, half-animal woman, like Lamy in the trial, she actually has webs between her fingers, and she drags Joseph K. down to the floor and seduces him. So that's the little he is quite ready to be seduced. She says to him, "Now you belong to me." Or, in Castle's first story, at least the first story he set aside with, the judgment, two contrasting attributes to women are staged. The story doesn't affirm either, but presents both. The protagonist, a young man who just was engaged, he is quite a passionate matron, as he agrees with a little fiancé. But to his father, who, for unclear reasons, is a fool of engagement, the young woman is simply a wanton girl who has set her trap at him. So we have both from desire and distrust and stage the same story. I think on the Castle from last novel, the Castle, in a lot more context, if the protagonist is once again seduced by a younger woman, he throws him down to the floor of a bar, the little arm, and among the beer cupboards and whatnot, and the refuse, so the way it's disgusting. But at the same time, Taft throws him the reason for a poetic, lyrical, poignant word, so the sexual violence for it is also a deep experience. So these two are kind of marriage, in fact. A relationship with the potential to last, but from Tadley, Kay is an agonist. The two poems seem to be from curiosity about the Castle, because of his desire to live with Frida, the Castle gets the upper hand, and Frida feels herself neglected, losing. Once again, the Castle is adding to the Castle's first composition there, the main castle in America, which Catholic title is The Man Who Disappeared, The central figure, Achilles Bly, is actually the victim of what you would call child abuse. In a flashback, the sexual encounter is forced on him by a servant even twice his age. His child, a teenager, finding him horrible and disgusting. So a whole spectrum of attributes to love and sex occurs in chapter 0. So that sometimes involves in stereotypes, but allows a very wide range of feelings to get through.